It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome back to Bottom of the Barrel, everybody. This is not the barrel, as you can tell, but you know, Chris is busy. I'm busy. We're going to squeeze them in where we can. We're not missing any weeks. Just because we can't be in our studio doesn't mean we can't find a studio. And luckily, I don't have to talk to Chris this week. There's no Chris. We don't have to worry about Chris. Did you know you could throw a rock anywhere in the world and hit an interesting person? So today I threw a rock and I hit Gina Phillips. Yes.
Hey.
Welcome to the party. This is the Bottom of the Barrel podcast and your first time being on here. Yeah. How would you describe yourself to our audience? There's 18,000 cool people and there's one pervert. So just to be aware of that.
Just one.
Well, probably more, but that's okay.
I describe myself as top of the barrel.
So. Yes. Okay. Well,
I don't belong here. God, how do I describe myself? Gosh, I like to do a lot of different things.
Yeah.
I think that might be my like main trait that some people find confusing, but it makes total sense to me.
I like it.
I like a life of variety.
I'm the same way, literally. Yeah. Like, and the content I post reflects all that too. Like, I have no niche. I want many niches.
Right.
So
don't you find people are just like, decide.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah. What do we call you?
The last place I remember seeing you, because you are you're an actor, one of your many hats you wear. Mm-hmm. The last place I saw you, on American Gods, and I saw you on The Last of Us.
Yeah.
And I don't know, there's maybe bigger roles that I'm missing somewhere else, but those are the only two times I remember seeing you where mm-hmm. I was like, Gina.
Like the last of the roles on The Last of Us.
Was that the last?
The Last of Us was the last big thing that I've done for sure.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah. Because
that's a pretty fucking cool one to do. That's a sick credit.
It's a sick way to go out. Yeah. No, not that I'm quitting or anything. But after that, it was like the Hollywood strike. We were also wrapping up the pen. It's just been a weird time.
Do you want a
what
vodka
are you
soda?
Cracking open?
Do you want a vodka soda?
It's good, a vodka
they're
soda.
They're good for you. Why not?
Cottage Springs.
Day drinking. Why not?
I love it.
Yeah, I guess, that'll happen right after that, didn't it?
Yeah, so it was really weird. Like, it came out at a time when everyone's like, oh my God, like, this is huge. Wow, good for you, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I have less momentum than I've ever had.
Damn.
It should be the other way around,
right? It totally should be.
I know. But who knows? Maybe momentum is going to happen tomorrow, right? Like, that's just how the business works.
Cheers. Good to see you. Thanks for coming out.
Thanks for
taking the time today.
Thanks for having me on.
This is, just so everyone knows, well, those are weird tasting. Whoa, damn. That was in my green room the other day and I brought him home and I was like, damn.
You know, lemon is one of those, I love lemon.
Yeah.
But lemon with soda water is a strange, it either is refreshing and good or it has that like diaper taste.
Yes. Cottage Springs, diaper water.
Anyway, it's delicious. Buy some.
So, okay, just so everyone knows, we've only met once in person, I think, right?
That's true.
At Julie Nielke's millionth subscriber party.
Oh my gosh, that's so true. Like the only... I feel like I know you.
Yeah, because I've seen millions of things. I see you and we talk on Instagram or whatever, but yeah, so this is...
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm just like, I'm like trying to remember if
that's
I
so true.
Missed
no,
something.
You and Chris, yeah. I met you, yeah, at Julie's Million. Is her name Julia or Julie? No one knows.
no, what did I say?
No, okay. You said it right. She's like my best friend. I don't know her name. Yeah, it was just that one time.
Yeah.
It's so funny. But there's a familiarity for sure.
Yeah.
And maybe, yeah, from just watching each other and just like commenting back and forth, that
Definitely.
Sort of thing. And I think we have a very similar vibe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like both have best friends that are more famous on the internet than us.
Yeah.
Is that our similar vibes? Is that what we're connecting
here? That's
the
only
here?
Thing, yeah.
Okay, good. Nice, nice.
Nice. It's good to be us. Yeah.
So like you're saying, coming off of like, yeah, you get a really good role in a fucking huge show.
Yeah.
And then you're like, nothing comes after it, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, like you said, there is things coming.
Mm-hmm.
How do you look at this industry like that? Do you think about, before you got here, actually me and the sound guy right now, we were just talking about luck. What do you think about luck?
Ooh.
Like, are you one of those people like, oh, why does this strike have to happen now? Like, I'm unlucky, or how do you view it?
I try to think about it like it must be happening for a reason, which is kind of a very self-centered way to think about it. It's like,
yeah.
You know, this must be happening to me for a reason. And
I love it.
In the future, I'll look back and be like, wow, I really took that time to learn how to meditate, like that kind of, which I did actually,
oh, yeah.
but you know, and that strengthened me going forward. I think we're always searching for reasons why. But I also, I'm a believer in like, the universe is very organized in terms of giving people what they need. So I don't think it's solely about me or anything, but I do think, when things don't come to you, it's a sign. I try to take it as an opportunity to do something else.
Yeah. Okay.
But I don't always have that really positive mindset.
I was going to say, that's a very like healthy way to look at things.
It's what I return to. But in between, sometimes I'm just like, wow, this is so maddening. You know, I spread myself thin in like five different directions. But I think at the base of it, it's because I need to. Because you need to pay the bills. You need to keep yourself going.
Yeah.
And so if you have another interest, you do end up picking it up and going over there for a little bit. But acting is the one thing that I've constantly returned to. Like even when I was a kid, I was acting.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then I went to broadcasting school because I could get a communications degree and do broadcasting. That was kind of like an acceptable career.
Yeah.
Even though broadcasting in and of itself is a very tough career. It
and then
takes
you get
luck.
To then you get to play a newscaster on shows.
Then and I do all the time. It's
weren't
been,
you on is it Jack Reacher or something? Is that
Reacher? Yeah, Reacher.
Okay. I was like, I'm pulling out other ones. I have seen other things. That's fucking great.
Yeah, so now I'm, yeah, sometimes I play an anchor on TV, but it's good because I can pull from my real life experience.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been a lot of navigating staying in acting.
Yeah.
Yeah, is how I'd describe it.
Okay, because mm-hmm. I really thought you were going to just be like, no, fuck them, fuck everybody, like it. Like, because you were telling me off camera, you said you think you're better than everybody. And I was like, that's pretty crazy. You said, I'm the best. And I, no.
Just let me be who I need to be right now. Okay? The camera's rolling, Les.
Sorry, my bad. Yeah, I'm trying to didn't say that.
I think there is something to telling a story where it needs to be told also. Yeah. So I was a golf host. And on a golf show, yeah. Oh. So my news anchoring kind of went into news hosting, and I ended up doing sports. And I was on TSN for a while doing a golf travel show. And then I started writing about golfers because I found it very interesting, their personal stories to get to the top. It is like acting. They're struggling just as much before they ever win a bunch of money on the PGA Tour. So I started writing about that and actually really enjoying it. So even though, you know, it was hosting, I was on camera, it's like that kind of storytelling bug.
Yeah.
It kind of follows me in different platforms.
So. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That oh man, I didn't know that. You would be a good host for something like that too.
Thanks.
But I could see that real the correlation of golfing is very interesting because I always you know, whatever I've tried to do in my life, comedy and magic, any acting I've done. I've always been like, oh, well, I can just go out and do my live shows. And it's just, I've always noticed that actors don't, they can't, they don't, like, if you're not acting, you're kind of at the whim of whatever's out there. Golfing too, right? Like if you're not finishing in the top 140 or whatever, you're not even barely paying your bills.
Exactly.
So, and you can't just pivot to be like, well, I'll just go do whatever. You have to like literally get a different job and go do that during the day, which is like not as much.
Yeah. A lot of them pay for their own travel and they bunk together on tour. This is the thing that a lot of people don't know. I mean, they're the top golfers that do make money and get sponsorships. And with social media, it's a lot easier. But same with the LPGA. I mean, a lot of those golfers, especially 6 years ago even, they were making such small amounts of money.
That's wild.
I know. It is strange. It's like, what are you doing to stay in the thing that you want to do?
Yeah.
And sometimes it's about picking up a bunch of other things.
Yeah.
I became a personal trainer as well. Because I love fitness, and during the pandemic, a lot of people were in their homes and like not sure how to, like they didn't have equipment. They couldn't go to the gym. So I just started helping friends and got my certification. And then it was actually quite fulfilling helping people get fit during a time when, you know, we're all worried about sickness
and
health and everything.
Oh man. Were you into that before or just randomly?
I was into it before.
Okay.
Yeah, I was into it before and needed something in between. I mean, I was a regular news reporter trying to act at the same time. And that was really hard because I would honestly, Wes, go to auditions not being able to drop my reporter-ness.
Oh,
so
no.
I'd be like, hi, how is everyone? Nice to meet you. And then I'd have to do a scene where I'm crying and I couldn't drop this voice. And then I'm like, whoa, acting's actually much more real than like if you're reporting on a really, let's say a stabbing or something, something really serious, you can't break down. You can't feel that emotion.
Yeah.
So a lot of reporting and hosting to me is blocking it off. And so then I go to an audition and I couldn't shed it. I felt like I was less real. So then I was like, okay, I can't be a full-time news reporter and also act on the side. It's too hard. It's too much. So then I just looked for part-time hosting jobs. But during the pandemic, those all went away, right?
Sure.
My show got canceled, the golf show that I was doing. So I really had to pivot again.
Damn, good for you.
Oh, thanks.
Were you living here then or were you living in Calgary?
I was in Calgary.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was another thing. Like, we went back and hung out with my family. We were part of this Calgary bubble again where I grew up.
Crazy.
Yeah, wild times.
Damn.
I know. Well, you left Toronto.
Yeah. I guess I did. just to be near Chris. I went further from my family.
Yeah, right.
I want to be near Chris.
Of course.
Yeah.
I want to be near Chris.
Yeah, right?
He won't let me.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a restraining order.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah. Being neighbors with him for a year was pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
No doubt. It felt like a 90s sitcom where we like shared a hedge. Like, hey, neighbor.
Oh <my God. laughs>
He's like, you want to have hamburgers tonight? It's like, I'll be over at 6.
I'll be over there. That was like my little sister. I lived across the street from her.
Oh, wow. Cool.
It was insane. And my older sister was just up the street. So we'd wave to each other. We'd shovel the walk together.
Oh, my
God. It felt
God.
Like a sitcom, totally.
Yeah. Oh, that also, like, sorry, it's a cool thing because I know you didn't stay there. But, like, part of me dies a little bit when I'm like, I don't know if, like, I don't know if I could do 50 years of that, you know? Like, it's cool. It's cool in so many ways, but that's not what I've imagined.
So much of what I do is for the novelty of it. I have noticed that. I don't know if you're like that, but just to see if I could do it or see if I want, like, just to have that experience, it's worth risking things. It's worth kind of the weirdness of adapting in life. But I really do enjoy the variety of, I think I value that more. So I'm like, going back to Calgary is going to be so strange, and I'm here for it. Let's see what happens.
Like, damn, you and I are way more similar than I thought. Like,
yeah.
Whoa, we're spot on.
I knew it.
Like, I'm like the guy that, what happened recently, we were running late for something, coming back from a gig, and this guy's like, if you run now, you can probably catch that boat, and then it'll take you over and get on this ferry and get you to your flight on time.
Yeah.
Or
you
can get a beer with me and then sleep on my yacht. And I'm like, yacht.
Yacht and sounds like
it
the
was
choice.
The worst night I've had in a long time. But I was like, I need to see where this goes to.
Yes.
And it was fucking insane. It's
the curiosity that gets you, right?
Yeah, you're like, yeah.
Everyone's like, why did you think that would turn out? Oh, I didn't think it would turn out.
Exactly. I didn't. No. No one thought it was going to turn out. But I definitely knew how the plane ride was going to go. So I didn't need to rush to that. I can do that tomorrow.
That seems lame.
Yeah.
Oh my God. What happened?
It was just... this guy, I didn't realize it wasn't his boat. It was his mom's boat. And then they got an argument. And I never really seen anyone. I don't know. I don't want to call it a floating trailer park, but it was quite an interesting. And I'm just sitting there being like, they don't even know. I didn't know where to sit down. Like, should I stay? Like, are they yelling? Is it going to calm down? When someone starts yelling when a grown man's yelling at his grown ass mom, and you're like, you've never seen it before. You're like, I don't know if this is common and in 5 minutes everything will be chill.
Yes.
Or is this really rare and it's going to escalate? And yeah. I'm like, am I sleeping here or am I looking for a hotel? Like, I was just so, it was wild.
That's a weird episode of White Lotus.
Yeah. 100%. God damn.
It's so true. You see a snippet of their interaction. You're like, is this the first time they fought?
Yeah.
Or is this like the millie? Is this just how they communicate?
Yeah.
Kind of like when I see a bunch of Italians or like a different culture than me that's like very, you know, colorful in their language. And they almost, it sounds like they're shouting at each other.
Sure.
But they're probably just like, hey, have a good day.
Totally. Well, even in English, if you meet someone in New York and they're like, what the fuck? And they're yelling at you. They're not even mad at you.
No.
In 2 minutes, it's fine. They're like, why are you, what's wrong with you? And then I'm like, oh, just normally in where I'm from, if someone comes at me with that kind of energy, that means they hate me forever. And they're like, no, I just thought you should maybe watch where you're walking. And I'm like, oh, okay.
You like poke them in the eyes.
Yeah.
Like, I just thought you're coming at me.
Exactly. Hang on, I got to flip this. We have a little timer here. I got to flip this over. That will remind me to say something funny later.
It's going to be a while.
It's just so stupid. I don't know what's all in this thing. That's awesome.
Gosh.
So what's your, did you start making content at all? Is that something you do? Do you make a lot of online stuff?
No, not really. Quote unquote should. I did some fitness videos at the start of the pandemic.
Sure.
Now looking back, I'm like, if I'd only kept that up, you know, I see people who started things at the start of the pandemic and are doing really well online. Yeah. But I mean, it takes a level of commitment, working on your own. All these things that I think I like being out in the world more than that. Not saying that creators aren't out in the world by any means. I just think...
No, say that.
It's
say that. We'll clip it. That'd be great.
Don't quote me.
Name names. Is she in Europe right now?
Oh, man. But it is a drive and a solo motivation that... I know I have drive and solo motivation. I just don't know. I just don't know if it comes up in that form. I can't explain it. And maybe it's because I worked so hard to work on traditional TV that I know now doesn't matter. And I know you can tell me a million times people don't watch that. You know, that most audiences are online. All of these things. You can start something on your own and it'll do better. But my like Gina 20-year-old brain is still not that I'm 20. Back in the day, is still like addicted to having the like bigger companies go, you're in with us.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. It's so weird how now all those companies are like, you show us first that it works.
I know.
And then we want it. And by the time they're really ready to take it, you're like, I don't need you.
I know.
It's the weirdest catch-22 ever.
Sense.
It's like, I don't know how they even... I don't know how they don't realize like you still have, as a bigger media company or network, you have to take chances because if you let the talent grow into itself at all, they are going to ignore you.
Yeah.
Because it takes so little to bubble where if you cross that line, you're like, I'm going to lose money and fans by joining your network bullshit. Where, you know, I don't know, but it's weird, but they really do want proof of concept so badly.
They do want proof of concept.
And it doesn't even translate. They're like, are you bringing 5 million subscribers? It's like, I have 5 million subscribers. I'm bringing 0 subscribers. They're not going to come over and watch this bullshit.
They're not going to hop over.
No, they're not. It's weird.
Oh, it's so weird.
It's infuriating.
I think for me, I've always had a more older demographic because of the stuff I've done on like cable television.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
Maybe that's why my brain is always like, well, that's literally people would still watch me because they're of the age of 60 or whatever. Like I did a golf show. I did news.
Yeah.
I did like an entertainment, like red carpet kind of show.
Right.
So the whoever knows me, whatever audience is left over, yeah, they know me for that work.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then acting is, I mean, that's very cool. You know, the people that watch me on The Last of Us or whatever, but you just keep striving for those jobs where they see you more on those in acting roles, right? Yeah. So I think for me, there's like a missed connection in terms of like creating a whole separate show. And maybe it's too because I've been doing a lot of auditions on camera and kind of by the end of the day, I'm just like, I don't want to be on camera.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've given what all I can to these auditions.
I never thought
And
that.
That's the audition loop that gets really tough because you're giving a lot to things that don't give back to you.
What kind of like ratio of auditions to callbacks do you get? Is it 50 to 1? Is it 100? Is it 20? Like what
20.
Is it? 20.
Yeah.
20.
Of like, wow, ooh, they really liked your audition.
Oh.
Try it this way. And then you audition again.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's a brutal situation. I mean, I really love creating sketches with Julie. Like that has been super fun. I guess
I like the pregnancy pact one you guys did.
Oh,
that was
funny.
I like that one.
Yeah, that was like a real conversation that we had. Like a lot of this stuff is we're sitting in a bar, we're chatting, and then we come up with an idea based on just our normal chit-chat, right? Like everyday scenarios.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. So I guess I just rely on my friends who have online followings and I just kind of follow them, just like I'm doing with you right now.
Yeah, it's perfect. Yeah. Exactly, right?
Yeah.
Well, you and Julie are such close friends.
Mm-hmm.
What is the, and she obviously just has a way different mindset about putting out content than you do, right? So do you, cause like the way I view content is I'm like, oh, cool. Like there's no more gatekeepers.
Yeah.
Internet, open it up.
Yeah.
And like, I just put out all of my, magicians look at me like I'm crazy cause I put all of my stuff online.
So smart that you do that.
Well, they say that, but they're like, what if someone watches your videos and they come see you live, it might be the same tricks. I'm like, yeah, I'll cross that bridge when I come to it. Right? Like, I don't know. So like, are
totally.
I don't know if, say you're like thinking of writing something or you're thinking about a script you want to write one day or something you're going to pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Are you holding on to that instead of putting it out? Like, cause I'm sure you have sketches in your mind or you know, short stories or whatever.
Yeah.
Are you like, no, I'd rather write it down and sell it traditionally instead of just making it? Like, is that kind of where you're at?
Yeah.
Are you sitting on good ideas, basically?
I have a lot of good ideas. Yeah. And I have a lot of written things, actually, or half-written things. So I will pitch sort of traditionally to networks. Still doing that.
Nice.
I will send some scripts to Julie and be like, hi, can we make this?
Oh, okay. That's good, too. Yeah. Nice.
She's like the place I pitched to.
Perfect.
Yeah. I'm writing a kid's book, actually.
Nice.
Because I have a peanut allergy and I've always wanted to do something about that. And there's a lot of kids with peanut allergies these days.
More every year.
Too many every year.
So many.
I know. I used to be the only one. Now I'm not special anymore.
That's how I felt when I was like 4 years old and my parents were divorced. I was the only one in the class. I'm like, yeah.
They're like,
why do you have a backpack and a suitcase every day?
Stop.
No joke. My parents, we switch places every day.
Every day?
I guess Monday at my dad's, no. Tuesday at my mom's, Wednesday at my dad's. So I just take my bags to school every day because they didn't want to do week on, week off because my mom loved us too much. She wanted to see us all the time. And same with my dad. And I was like,
God.
I didn't know any different, but in hindsight, I'm like, this is ludicrous. Like, this is absolutely
this
insane.
Is your kid's book that you have to write. It's you. It's like Wes goes to school and he's got like a little like backpack and a bag.
Oh my God, the teachers thought I was running away every day.
Yeah, I bet.
Are you running away from
why
home?
Didn't you run? Oh, now you're running away.
Yeah.
Ah, that's why you travel around
that's,
a lot.
That's
I
what
get
it is.
It.
Yeah. That's, yeah. Wow. What.
Every day.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp, and I might actually sign up this month.
I think you should. There's got to be damage from that.
Maybe I don't want to uncover it. I don't know. I'm afraid to look under the rug. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, I don't know about you. I don't know how your social battery life is. I don't know if you're feeling drained, but BetterHelp can help. Therapy can help. They can help you feel empowered, decide what's important to you. Basically, it can help you focus on what means the most to you so you can spend your time doing more of that or seeing more of those people.
You know, what would you do? But you better start thinking about what would you do with more time in your day, right? Because it's going to help you focus on what you want and what means the most to you. If I had more time in my day, I would just spend it scribbling my wife's name into a notebook and drawing little hearts around it. That's what I would do with extra time in my day. So therapy can really, it can help you focus. It can help you set boundaries. It can help you feel empowered to just be the best version of yourself. That's basically what they're offering. And BetterHelp does it better than anyone because of their flexibility, okay? So just the scheduling alone is you can just make it planned around your day. Right. These are. Let me get this exactly right for everybody here. I don't want to mislead. I don't want to say the wrong thing. But let's see. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to fit your schedule. Just like I said, right? You fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime. That's totally free. So if you're not vibing with somebody, you switch it up, no problem. And so. Little call to action for you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/barrel today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/barrel.
Whoa, that is crazy.
So now I understand.
But yeah, lots of divorces now. You're not special. Longer unique.
Peanuts, you're not special.
Did you always seek to be unique?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
For sure. I just had an underlying feeling that I was better than everybody.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It turns out I was right. And I was like, this is amazing, right?
You've seen no proof otherwise?
No.
Like, no, neither. Yeah. No, Show me the proof.
Well, I remember because like I always thought, this is like in real talk, I remember as long as I can remember, I remember telling stories or whatever, just whatever happened that day, telling stories. People were laughing. My friends were laughing. My parents were laughing. And whoever was around was always laughing. And I'm like, stories are the best. Then someone else would tell a story. And we weren't laughing. And I was like, why is that story suck? You know, I tell another story, I'll be laughing again.
I know.
And I didn't really understand what that meant or what it was. Mm. Literally didn't even think about being an entertainer until I was like 20.
Oh, right? Wow.
So like I just carried around with me. I older I got, the more I'm like, I think I'm just for some reason better at telling stories than people. And I just kind of went, oh, neat. Yeah. I didn't even know because where I grew up, there was not an entertainment mecca. I lived an hour outside Vancouver with no one in my family that had ever done anything like that. They're all just, you know, working for the government, salespeople, like just normal jobs, good jobs. Mm-hmm. And I just didn't even think anything of it. Then I was like 20 and I started being like, I wonder, wait, these people in Hollywood aren't all born in Hollywood, are they? I started being like, maybe
they're... Why are they all talented and born in one place?
Yeah, I was like, wait, they moved from other places?
Yes.
And then I started thinking, and then as soon as the internet opened, like, if it wasn't for the internet, I would never have seen it. So I started posting on YouTube in 2009.
Oh.
Like, I was early.
Wow, yeah, that's awesome.
And I just, like, a video here, a video there. Yeah. Didn't really think anything of it. And then I didn't really drop like a real video till like 2014 and, that video went like 30 million views.
30 million?
Yeah. Back then. So I was like, and I got
like, I think I own the internet.
Literally stopped posting. Cause I'm like, well, there's that done. I got literally 4 American TV spots after that in the next like 6 months, 10 months.
Whoa.
Yeah. I did every show I ever wanted to do. I'm like, well, internet's conquered. Time to get my place at the top of the Hollywood food chain. And I just totally stopped posting.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was fucked.
Which is crazy, right? Because you should have kept posting to capitalize.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I didn't really start again until the pandy.
Oh,
which is one thing we don't talk about in this podcast. We keep bringing it up. Damn it. Sorry, Wes.
Oh, yeah.
Terrible.
What, the pandemic?
Yeah, we never talk about it.
We never talked about
not
it?
Not on this podcast.
I literally brought it up.
I know.
5 minutes
I know.
That's I'm so sorry.
But you're so captivating. I didn't want to interrupt you. We never talk about it. If we talk about it, we have to take shots at our normal podcast. We like have a wall of whiskey. Oh yeah, we drink a lot.
It makes sense. Like, why keep talking about
why
it?
Why bore people with it? They already know
it's
about
so
it.
So stupid.
But yeah, you know, so that's when I started posting again.
Okay,
so.
That is crazy.
So did you ever go through a time where you were posting a lot?
No, never.
Never. Just straight
up. No. So I was an early Twitter adopter.
Ooh.
Yeah, and okay. I worked on a news station where I was like the social media reporter
nice.
At a time when news networks were like, oh, the internet matters. Like what people are saying online matters. And they were starting, it was starting to drive news stories.
Yeah.
So I was part of that whole shift. So for the first time, I think I was the first one, to be honest, I was on camera saying like, this is what Ellen tweeted. This is what the Queen tweeted. This is in relation to stories. So it'd be like an oil spill. And I'd be like, well, you know, Prime Minister such and Stephen Harper said blah, blah, blah. So I was giving reaction to news stories and giving social context almost.
Crazy.
And that was actually really cool because it was before it got insane where it was like,
all
this woman's
clickbait.
Mad.
Yeah.
Now this woman's mad. Like the outrage. There was this sliver of time when amazingly new things were happening because of the internet, obviously so many things, but like the Arab Spring, I remember reporting on that. Like there was a, an entire revolution, because in Egypt, because of, people gathering online for the first time and just being like, we're sick of this shit. And then they rose up. Like, so there was, the internet had like all these really cool, obviously, like getting people together that we had never seen before, and I got to kind of report on that.
And again, that was like before it got just a clickbait contest, with like negativity or whatever. That seems to be where it all ended up. But that's
it
cool.
did end up like
it's
that.
A wild time.
I know.
Isn't it weird? Sometimes I look at it now, like when you're talking about like cool internet, like that's when I was like super. That's when it caught my attention.
Yeah. Right?
And now I really feel like I'm like. I really look at it. I'm like, I've studied enough videos. I'm like, I think I know how to make a video or a tweet or whatever go off. But I don't like what that entails. Like, I don't like how you have to do it. You have to put in the weirdest, type in these weird words and you're going to get some fucking attention.
Now that you're saying this, like, I think deep down I hate the internet. Like, that's why I don't post. And I post pictures and I post when I feel good about it. And if I hesitate, I'm just like, I don't want to do it.
Mm.
So I think that's not the mindset you need to be a content creator, right?
Yeah.
And so I think content creators that like get out of bed every morning and just do it anyway.
Yeah.
I applaud that, but I think it would also eat away a bit at my mental health perhaps.
My wife had to learn this
a little bit
when we first started posting together.
Yeah.
You know, whatever 4 years ago, and it was like there's a lot of like, let me look at that, let me check that out, like, you know, like really going over it. And now she's like, fucking send it.
Right.
And then sometimes she'd be like, oh, I look way too good. I'm going to go like change to like,
so
cause she's like, this will drive him crazy. She'll like, I'll wear this or I'll do that. Or she's like, I'm going to go put Birkenstocks on with socks. It'll fucking drive me nuts.
I love
like
that.
Stuff like that. Like she's like,
she's doing like hate bait.
A little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
exactly. She's like, I ain't going to read these comments anyways. I'm the one going to read them probably. So she's like really so good at it now.
That's great. So if you stay separated from it, right?
Yeah.
And you're able to just not give a shit and then use it against.
And almost do certain things on purpose. So you're in control of it. Right. Like, oh, I bet if I wear this shirt, they're going to say this thing about it. And then they do. You're like, haha, I know. I got
that.
You.
Yeah.
Because like the worst thing is when someone's like, you're like, oh yeah, I got a little work done. They're like, oh, your nose, hey? And you're like, my nose? Right?
So, what about my nose?
What about my nose? You know, and then you're like, oh, fuck. So like there's that whole thing where it's like
that's weird.
Yeah. You just don't want to miss.
It does.
Like I'll wear these stupid shoes. They're like, that's an ugly face. Like, oh no.
Yeah. I mean, you have to be. I am really comfortable with getting criticism. I think because I did work in news at a young age when I was I'm a woman. I am still a woman. So it's like, yeah, that whole like posting and then getting a lot of feedback on the way you look.
Man.
Definitely, I'm over that because I was exposed to it at age like 21 or whatever.
Damn.
It was really weird.
That is weird.
But also, I'm a little separated from the way I look, kind of. Like, it's okay if I don't look good, and it's good if I do look good. Like, yeah. I've managed to find a healthy balance with that. What scares me is when young content creators get known for looking a certain way, and then they feel like they can't change, or if they do, they're criticized, or if they gain weight, they're criticized. Yeah. Like, and then you've really opened yourself up and made yourself vulnerable to just like being so affected by people.
Yeah, it's fucked.
Yeah.
I really, you know, people say like, oh, I don't read the comments or whatever. Over the years, I've just definitely stopped. Like,
yeah,
I
right.
Just, and that's why you do it. I try and tell my friends, like,
who cares?
Just don't read them. And they're like, how do you not read them? I'm like, I don't know. I just don't read them.
I just don't.
Like, I literally don't read them. Yeah. I read the first few comments to make sure.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it'll be like, hey, the screen's black for 5 seconds or something. And I'm like, fuck, I fucked up the edit somehow, right?
Yeah.
So I'll look for the first little bit.
Yeah, but you're just like skimming through otherwise, like, right?
And then after that, I'm like, I don't even know. I'll even drop in, I'll type a comment, and I'll leave again. Just because I know I posted like a flat earth video, right? Just baiting flat earthers.
No, you didn't.
Oh, yeah. And it's 3.5 minutes, and you think I believe in the earth is flat until the very last
That's
thing.
Funny.
So you can imagine the comments, people didn't read the whole thing.
People are so,
So like, but I'm like, I don't even know. I click on the thing that says there's 20,000 comments on this Facebook video, and I've literally never read them.
So, yeah, I think that's great, though. And that comes from your experience of just being like, I know it works for me. And if I'm going to keep doing this, I need to go about it this way.
Yeah, I mean, and again, like, I know it's like 50-fold being a woman. It's like way crazier. So that's like, that's the one time I will read a comment if I have someone on stage with me.
Oh.
And I bring up a woman from the audience to do a magic trick. I will read just to make sure I'm deleting all comments about her. Like, I'll play defense on that.
That's
the only
nice.
Time I'll ever really get into it, because I'm like, this is
Yeah, because if people stop putting their hands up to volunteer in your shows, because they know that they're going to be criticized online.
Yeah, that'd be brutal.
That'd be really bad.
I would hate that.
What about like people learning your magic tricks?
I don't care.
You don't care?
No.
Do you talk about how you do with them?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Like even I fooled Penn and Teller on their show, and I revealed my trick online.
Okay.
Like years
So that
later.
Doesn't stop you from people watching or like buying into it?
Because I do new material all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm way more focused on being funny and entertaining than I am about like, here's the coolest
themselves.
Magic trick, right?
Yeah.
Get the smoke, turn the lights down, right?
Have you done an illusion?
Yeah.
Like with like escaping from things?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have done
that? Yeah, I've done a few like
that. Yeah, I haven't seen that. I need to look that
up. They're
You're like,
not
whatever.
They're not my vibe. They're all right.
I want the smoke.
Yeah, I've done a few.
Come on.
Those are early days.
Mm.
What advice would you give to somebody? Actually, before we leave the internet for a second, what is something you like? What do you love about the internet?
Oh,
is there anything you love about the internet? It doesn't have to be related to your jobs or anything.
I mean, I do think it's amazing that people can be so connected around the world. I'd say that's like probably the number one best thing. I think like the exposure to different cultures and different ideas, it's just expanded people. But I also like, I like Wordle, you know? I like the online games.
Hilarious.
And it's so nerdy, but like I stopped doing Wordle for a while, and then I went back to visit my family, and I'm like, you guys are still doing Wordle? And I like jumped back on the Wordle train, and we talked about it the entire time. There's such a sweet simplicity in that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's
so wholesome.
I didn't expect that. That's great.
I could have said like porn or something.
Yeah.
But
I mean, that's what I expected. Yeah.
And I'm like, Wordle.
Yeah.
Such a nice girl. I don't know. What's your favorite thing?
Porn, yeah.
Yeah,
for
okay,
sure,
porn,
obviously.
Yeah.
And then Wordle second, obviously. No, mine's very much I like being in control of my career, and it's in a way where I can sell like tickets to my show in St. Louis on April 12th and 13th. Mm-hmm. St. Louis, 12th St. and 13th
Louis.
Tickets. They're on sale now. Westbarker.ca. But no, like I can sell tickets to my shows. Just running the correct ads, you know, and I'm filling up theaters that I would never have been before. It was just like billboards and doing a radio interview and hope they show up.
Uh-huh.
And I love the power of like, I don't need Live Nation or Just for Laughs or whoever to come in.
Yes.
I can just be like, fuck it. Book the theater, sell the tickets. That's why I'm doing my tours now.
Oh my God. Like a promoting machine.
It's
huge,
crazy.
Right?
And I mean, I like, obviously I like making money with videos and stuff.
Yeah.
And
I'm very much like, when I can be productive, I'd rather be productive. So like, I would rather get up every morning and make a video and post it, even if it didn't make me money, on the off chance that it might make me money, just so I don't go insane. Right.
Yeah. So that way I feel like you're doing something.
So I'm like, I tried my best. Today.
Yeah.
Right. Not like just sat around and played fucking video games and then be like, well, I don't have any work. Right. At least I can be, I tried.
What about a video that has popped off like years later? Have you experienced that?
Yeah.
Is that the craziest feeling?
It's fucked up. I had one, what is it? Late 2022.
Yeah.
I had a video from 2017. I didn't fucking remember what. $44,000 it made in a month in 2022 out of nowhere.
That's wild.
I was like, the biggest month I've ever had. I'm like, what? I see the fucking number go poof. I'm like, where? Like,
why?
I'm scrolling like 500 videos. Where is this coming from?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, what the fuck? And just caught something. I went, I was like, holy shit. And once again, I was like, stop it all. We're millionaires.
I'm retiring.
Grinding halt. This will happen every day.
Yo, that is so cool. I mean, there is something awesome about, like, as I go further in my career, about things I used to do paying off now. And
sure.
I'm just like, thanks, Past Gina.
What
like,
are you thinking about?
So I was thinking about how certain commercials that I was in that were like so dumb at the time. And I just was like striving for, you know, big roles and all these things, but they like got picked up a few, like when I won't say the P word. Pandemic. But a few commercials got picked up and I got royalties from something that I did.
Oh, yeah.
I was in Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
And, but I got edited out of it.
Oh no.
I know.
It's like Julie and the Boys.
Yeah, exactly.
Yours is better.
I was so crushed. But it was the first Suicide Squad where like everything got edited.
Yeah.
But anyway, they just paid out royalties for that. And I got royalties in the mail from that.
That's fucking wild.
And like, it wasn't a ton of money, but I was just like, that's cool. Like,
yeah.
Our business is so strange. And
it's the only proof you had that you're in it.
It's the only. Sad, but true. I played a news reporter in that one, actually. Funny enough. Yeah. So yeah,
that's
like,
cool.
I just think it's... I try to think now about my career as like wholly instead of like, what's the next thing? What's the next thing? Because I think if the next thing doesn't come right away, it's like you get that antsy feeling. But you also have to like think, I don't know, dip back into like the connections you had before, maybe go back to something that like a half-written script and maybe try to finish it.
Oh, yeah.
I try to do this.
That's key. Ideas that you had before that you didn't have the experience or skills to maybe take on,
yes.
You could definitely do them now.
I've been doing that with my writing projects, and it's
That's
actually
awesome.
Pretty cool. Because some of them, it's like, yeah, I had an idea, but I now see why I couldn't finish it. It's
totally.
Like you didn't have the rest of the story. You didn't know this or this or this about yourself. Like
yeah.
Those were key to finish the script.
Damn, that's awesome.
I know.
I like how your brain works. I really do.
That's a really nice compliment.
I really do. I think you got a really good, really good grasp of everything.
I try.
Given that I think that about you, what advice would you give to like a 22-year-old person who wanted to act? What would you say?
Oh my gosh, I would say it's about focus. I know that sounds really weird, but like if I'm distracted while I act, and if I'm self-conscious or if I'm thinking about something, I'm not acting. I think the number one thing you can do, so meditation really helped me in acting. It's like the ability in the moment to fully buy into what you're doing. So if you're judging it, if you're self-conscious, if you're you haven't rehearsed your lines enough, then you'll be thinking instead of like being.
Yeah.
And you need to be the character. So actually, what does that mean? It means you have to put yourself so wholeheartedly. And I think some young people lack the... They're a little self-conscious.
Sure.
And they're a little like, I don't want to look stupid. I don't want to like be vulnerable. I don't want to put myself out there. It's like, that is all acting is. It's like truly buying in so hard. Commitment has to be there 100%.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense to me.
Don't you find that? Like, have you ever been on stage and you're like kind of half in, half out, and you're like, Wes, get your shit together mentally. Have you ever?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right?
Oh, so many times I'm having out-of-body experiences when it's the material I've done a lot.
Right.
I'll be like,
you start checking out.
I'll be like, did I already say that joke? I have no idea where I am in this thing.
That's a scary
thing. How long have I been out here? I like look at my phone. I'm like, God damn,
I just did 30 minutes? Holy shit.
Oh, no. What did I say?
Yeah.
Who am I?
Looking on the ground to see what tricks I've dropped. Like, all right. Well, I've done those ones, apparently.
Hey, there's an ace of spades down there. Yeah. Guess I did that trick.
Being fully present's key.
Like, being fully present. Yeah.
I think that's, for on stage at least, that's why I like to check in with the audience. Ask people questions, like really engage them, because like bring them on stage. Now I don't know what's going to happen. Now I'm fucking fired up.
Now you're excited.
Now I'm like, this is going to be a nightmare.
Your brain is back in. Yeah.
We got to figure this out.
Because for us, we like adventures and like, where's this going to go?
Exactly.
And so, yeah, when you apply that to performance.
But for acting, all the acting I've ever done that was like scripted has been very much like just me in a panic, knowing I was in a scene or doing something with somebody that was better than me at this because it's not what I do.
Right.
And then just always on high alert. So self-conscious maybe, but also like hyper fucking focused because I knew it's not like a domain where I felt comfortable. I'm always like, fuck. So pretty laser focused. It's probably still very self-conscious, but very laser.
Do you like it? Do you like acting?
I love it.
You
I'm
do?
Always amazed at how much the note I always get is like, Wes, you could be a little bit bigger with it, more. And I'm like, that is not a note I get ever in my life.
Oh my gosh, you're like subtle.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't feel like I'm being subtle. I'm like, really? I'm like, I feel like I'm about to be a fucking cartoon character over here.
Whoa.
And they're like, nah, if you see what we see, it ain't that. And I'm like, all right. So
that's really interesting.
It blew my mind.
So either they're expecting Wes they're getting something else.
Or I'm really not.
Yeah. Or some people have like very expressive faces, which maybe you do. And like that's just coming across really big on camera. Like film and TV, you actually have to be quite small. So it's actually it's a compliment. It's better than, it's better to build up than like.
That's true.
Come in like a clown. And then how do you tone that down?
I guess
that's
so hard. Because I mean, I grew up emulating like Jim Carrey, right? So like, I would just be like, I feel like I'm doing Ace Ventura right now. And they're like, no, you're not. I'm like, all right, here we go. I used to do a lot when I was in Vancouver, when I was like 26. I was like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go into acting. And I would just like go up for these commercial auditions and stuff all the time.
Okay, so you did that kind of.
Yeah. And then after a while, I just got too busy with touring that I couldn't do any of the auditions. And then I moved here. So then I just stopped, but.
Did you do improv?
No.
No, you didn't.
No.
But you kind of take an improv mindset with your shows.
Yes, absolutely. Like. So, I mean, I feel whenever I do improv, I feel right at home. If anyone ever guests on an improv show or anything, I'm like, oh, this is totally fine by me. Or if anyone wants to they're like, here's the outline of the sketch we're going to film for YouTube today. Mm-hmm. Like, let's riff. I'm like, oh, I'm riffing for days. Here we go.
Right. I think I take an improv mindset to acting, which maybe would also be my advice if I'm allowed 2 points.
Yes, you are.
But just that, like, I started doing improv when I first moved to Toronto because I for sure thought I was funny and then learned all these other things from improv. I know. But now when I enter an acting scene, I try to think of it like an improv scene. Like, I bring that newness to it. Like, I don't know what's going to happen.
That's awesome.
Like, I might know my lines, but I don't know how I'm going to say them. I might have made choices like, okay, I know I need to be really jealous when I say that, but I haven't planned out like where that comes from in me, like how I'm going to say it, the intonation behind it. And so that it does feel surprising when you actually let yourself go in a scene.
Sometimes people are like, oh, do you want to, we just got to block this out. I'm like, can we not?
I know.
Can I just end up there? Because I don't want to do
it's
this
hard.
Choreography. Like, it's not.
The blocking really hard.
It's so hard.
I've been acting for years. I'm not great.
Okay, I'm not
at that
either.
Part of it.
Because I'm like, I'll do the blocking, but I will change it when we do this.
And then you're like, what if I don't want to take a sip? While I say that line,
exactly.
It has to come from somewhere. Otherwise, it's just this movement.
I like watching extras in the back of shows that have to cross screens. I'm like, these motherfuckers can't even walk normally. They're so aware they're on
act walking. They're like, this is how I walk.
And I totally understand. It sucks. It's so hard.
Like, what am I doing with my hands?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two people talking at the same time to each other because they're both supposed to be moving their mouths. No one's listening, both talking.
They just
like this, and you're like, that's not how you talk to someone.
Yeah, they're obsessed with saying things like watermelon.
Yeah, watermelon, cantaloupe.
But then they say it so quick, and both are talking.
It's so funny.
And they have dead eyes. You're just like, what are you doing?
So yeah, it's not easy. Yeah,
no, it's not.
It's crazy. Yeah. Okay, have you ever gone up for a role that you're like, as soon as you sat down in the audition room, you're like, I can't possibly be here for the same role as these people.
Oh, yes.
Like,
yes, models. So, like, I might be considered, like, I don't know, conventionally attractive on some level.
Yeah, I can confirm that.
So, thank you. But if you go out for those roles, sometimes they want model attractive. Model attractive is very different than actor attractive.
Yeah.
It's like these women, this one time there was, it was for a watch commercial and they wanted us in swimsuits and these women were like 6 feet tall and I'm 5 foot five. And so swimsuits, it's a freaking snowstorm because it's Toronto in the winter. And I'm wearing winter boots, snow pants. Like, I'm trudging through the snow and I arrive and they've all got robes on. So they're like in the waiting room. They've shed their winter stuff, but then they have robes to wear in the waiting room before they go in.
Oh.
And I'm like, that's so smart.
And you're like, and you guys have all done this before.
They've done it before. So I'm like, so I have two choices. I either sit in the waiting room in a fucking bikini.
Hilarious.
Or my snow pants that I like brought in that are like covered in snow now. So anyway, I sat there in a fucking swimsuit and then I go in and it was all about, this is the most ridiculous audition. It was all about, it makes no sense. She's standing at the helm of a boat and she's looking off in the distance wearing a watch, I imagine. And she turns and hurts herself on a rock.
Okay.
This doesn't make sense. I've never seen the commercial. This is just what they told me. You turn, you hurt yourself, and you're in pain. And I'm like, what? So I'm on a boat, and I'm just like, ah! And they're like, no, 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 beauty pain.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, yeah, great. 3, 2, 1, action. I'm like, like, I just don't know, how do you do beauty pain? It's like a whole other genre.
That doesn't even make sense.
It doesn't even make sense. You're supposed to be like in pain, but looking beautiful. And I was like, I am not cut out for this. Why am I here?
Holy shit.
There's so many women that are totally going to be amazing at this. I'll call them in right
now. They're all painfully beautiful.
Yeah, they're painfully beautiful. Oh, so anyway, yeah, lots of auditions like that.
Fuck, that's amazing.
I know, it's weird. It's weird when you're a woman because I think for a long time in commercials, especially in beer commercials, let's say, like you're there either to be hot mm-hmm. or to be quirky.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you're a comedic woman known for doing comedy, which I for sure was at the time, that's a weird spot to be in because you're either like trying to be funny and forgetting that you're supposed to be beautiful, or you're like really capped with like in terms of what you can say, how you're supposed to look. And then quirky, you're not actually supposed to be beautiful.
Right.
I'm seeing more good-looking women allowed to be beautiful, but for sure when I started, it was like, you're either...
You got to be quirky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're quirky and weird-looking.
It used to be frizzy hair and glasses or something.
Yeah.
Or whatever kind of like, yeah.
And then it was like redheads. Redheads are the quirky ones.
Yeah.
And they can be kind of attractive. And now it's like anything goes.
A
pretty woman can be funny, but my God, it's taken a long time for us to get there. Long fucking time. Yeah. Strange world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to wrap this up soon. Where can people find you? If you want people to find
you,
where would you like them to find you?
Probably Instagram.
Yeah, it's better than your home address. I recommend going to Instagram.
165. Instagram @ Gina Louise Phillips.
All three names. Like a goddamn duchess or something.
I had to change it.
Because there was already a Gina.
There was an actress from the movie Jeepers Creepers in the early 2000s.
I remember it.
Do you remember
Wow.
it?
Wow.
She is very famous. And yet if I say her name, Gina Phillips, people are like, I can't really place it. But around the world, she's quite famous.
Crazy.
And Jeepers Creepers 4 is coming out, or maybe it already can't. Like, I stay updated because fans are like, when are you going to be in it? Like, all the time. And there was so much confusion. I got a call from a producer one time. I got a call from an agent in LA one time thinking that I was her.
Just
and it's like, after multiple meetings, we realized they're not. Yeah, it was really tough. I get her fan mail sometimes. I did a little sketch about it, actually, and...
Gina Louise Phillips.
So I added in my middle name, which is my real middle name.
Yeah, smart.
And it's kind of helped, not fully, because she's not online. That's the problem. If she was online...
Then they'd be like, oh, that's the one, not that one.
She's also 53 years old.
Yeah, you're not 53.
And so people are always like, you look so good for your age.
That feels nice.
And I'm like, thank you? But it's weird that they believe it, you know?
Damn.
Yeah. So now I have three names.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Like a goddamn duchess.
Well, that's where they're going to find you then. I really appreciate you taking your time.
Thanks, Wes. This was so much fun.
Yeah, this is great. I mean, I don't know what we talked about, but I enjoyed it all.
No idea. I blacked out. It was the cottage springs.
It does. The diaper water. So yeah, thanks for coming to Bottom Barrel. No Patreon this week, I don't think, unless I think of something between now and actually there's no Patreon. Tell three friends. You guys are the greatest. And BetterHelp will sponsor this one. That's pretty cool.
Bye.
Bottom of the barrel, hey. Bottom of the barrel, hey. Where we always feel so tall. Bottom of the barrel, hey. Bottom of the barrel, hey. The barrel is only
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.